Hello everyone, and welcome to Every Week Gaming, the podcast that is highly unrated on the iTunes Store. Now, I have a special guest and co-caster to be in the future. He is known on Twitch as Rated18+. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm very good. So right now, guys, we're doing a little thing. We're twitching at the same time. We're doing a Twitch stream, and we're talking about the Nether today, actually.
Nether, man. Brilliant game. You had a chance to play it yet?
I have. I had a little bit of a beta copy. It was fun. It's fun. I heard there's some new patches. But first, before we get into the Nether, let's talk to us a little bit what you do, Chris.
Well, what do I do? I'm the head of human relations at Hostile Faction, so I run quite a lot of shit around here, helping everybody out, sorting things out. Kind of got into that from leading my own clan beforehand. I do a lot of live streaming on Twitch, and I run my own music business called Serious Sounds, where we bring live events to the people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, then if you want to get into a little bit of the game, that'd be great.
Well, it's a pretty sweet game, man. Let me put it like this. You enjoy starving to death in a dense post-apocalyptic world, all the while attracting snipers like flies to a horse's arse. I highly recommend you buy this game. You'll likely be mugged, shot, and cannibalized many times over before you know what's what, but it will definitely be worth it, bro.
I got a little chance to play it. It's actually that is quite a true description. I have been mugged, shot, killed, sniped, attacked, cannibalized. That's a word. I just made it. And a little bit more. Do you have any description of the Nether monsters or the Nether creatures?
Yeah, they've got a few types, but they're actually thinking about adding some more. They had a poll up just the other day asking us which we would rather see next. Some female characters or some more Nether to fight. I think female characters are winning at the moment because there are a surprising number of girls playing this game. And they're all pretty pissed off that they can't play as a girl. And you get those weirdos too that, you know, also want to play as a girl.
But, you know, it's always great to, you know, while killing horrible creatures, to be dressed in a Princess Leia, Slave Leia outfit. Because everyone wants to kill monsters in their bras and panties,
well,
okay.
Yeah, I do wonder what they're going to do with the character customization, because right now a bunch of the guys are running around with weird, ugly nether skin hats, which is basically gutting a monster and turning it into a hat, right? I'm not sure the girls are going to dig that so much. They're going to want some prettier things.
Some Louis Vuitton purse.
They're going to have to switch that up.
Louis Vuitton purse, maybe some like charms.
Yeah, instead of a large military backpack, they'll just carry around like four handbags. Yeah, one of those massive women bags.
Okay.
But no, they've got a few in there at the moment. Easiest of which is probably the boomers. They die in one hit, but they explode. So if you're near them when they explode, then you're fucked. Basically, there.
So kind of like Left 4 Dead.
I actually haven't played much of Left 4 Dead, sad to say. I've got the second one, though. Then, besides boomers, which are just free XP once you realize that you have to run away after you've hit them once, are the crawlers, which are probably the most basic threat to your life besides boomers. They kind of scuttle along the ground, but they also teleport. And while they can be tough for new players, they are murderous in packs. Like, if you come across a few of those and you don't have a good weapon handy, I could see you getting taken down. You can't outrun them, that's for sure. They just teleport in front of you and cut you up. There's also hunters, which has the longest detection range and the longest attack range in the game. They shoot these deadly spines that take away about half your health if they hit you. So they're pretty fucking painful, man. They've also got Watchers, which are basically hunters, but they're the only Nether that has eyes, and they have big glowing eyes that shoot red torches out at you, like laser beams. Pretty scary stuff when you run across one of them.
So Superman Nethers, okay?
Yeah, well, the funny thing about the Watcher is that they can see through walls, so if you're running away from some crawlers or something, and they're the other side of a wall, they'll see you through the wall and you won't see them, and then they'll teleport over and you are fucked, well and truly.
Well, that's...
this is just some of their ways to get you. There's the Screecher as well. Dies in two hits, so it's pretty friggin' easy to take down. But the horrifying thing about it is it screeches this unholy sound that breaks people's ears. And it alerts not just all of the nether nearby to your presence and attracts loads of these other nether zombie-type things.
Yeah.
But it also lets all of the players know where you are. They can hear the screeching too. So if there's snipers hanging around or something like that, they'll know that you're in trouble and they'll be able to kill you. So, you know, best idea is to kill it quick and get the fuck out of Dodge, man. Just get out of there quickly. They've also got another type called the Reaper, which literally looks like Death Incarnate and moves easily twice as fast as a player. As far as I know, no one has ever defeated it. It frequently leads a surge of nether on the safe zone, and at times like that, the safe zone gets filled with nether and the streets around it become surprisingly safe because they're all busy trying to kill the players in the safe zone. That's kind of like what we've got to deal with at the moment, but I'd say the biggest threat is probably the player-to-player interactions, learning how to deal with those, man.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, I know Nether is basically a game, like, it's a kind of open world, and I saw the map. The map's going to be giant. It's going to take a good hour to go from point A to point B on that map.
That is a Grand Theft Auto-sized map, easily.
Yeah, that...
And you're on foot the whole time.
So... Yeah, I think we talked about having a bicycle in there, having a little bicycle riding, a little three-wheeler.
A bicycle would be sweet, man.
A kid's tricycle.
Yeah, for something more dangerous, I think a moped or a dirt bike would be pretty cool. But someone once asked me, like, are there any cars in this game while they were playing it? And I'm like, dude, just look at the terrain, man. The roads are covered in trashed cars. You wouldn't be able to drive anywhere. Like, what are you going to use this car for? Like, seriously, are you just going to store stuff in the boot? Like, what?
Imagine driving in a post-apocalyptic world, running over nethers, black stuff all over your windshield.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, who doesn't love an ice cream van kitted out like James Bond with rocket launchers and machine guns and a death torpedo in the front? You know, why not?
Hey, Nether developers, if you're listening to this, just remember that. Remember that for future updates. Maybe a
we
DLC.
We want our ice cream vans. You know how scary that would be when you pull up round the corner in the middle of the apocalypse and turn on the ice cream jingle?
Hail everyone, come and get your ice cream. Little boys.
The only pedophile to survive the apocalypse.
Okay, so let's get back onto more player-to-player interactions. How are those going? How did those go down?
Well, they can be a bit sketchy. I remember my first player-to-player interaction. I had just found myself a silenced assault rifle and a 50 caliber Deagle. Some pretty fucking rare finds in this game. I run round the corner, and boom! Just across the street, there's another player just staring at me. And for the next, like, 3 minutes, we had each other's faces in our crosshairs, not knowing what to do. I tried using push-to-talk a couple of times, and he just stood there staring at me. After a couple of minutes, I'm like, fuck this, ducked behind a fence, and bang, before I knew it, he was up behind me, had a shot in the back of me. So I just fucking legged it like a motherfucker, man, and hid in a bush behind a fucking bus. And that saved my life. That well and truly saved my life. But no, realistically, people complain a lot, like having the PvEers and the PvPers in the same game together.
Yeah.
The PvEers don't like it because they're just there to kill monsters and they don't like getting killed by people all the time. PvPers know. Well, like the cross PvE slash PvPers that want a bit of both know that if you split it up, then you won't get that interesting social interaction anymore. Because if you had PvP servers and you had PvE servers, you'd have players teaming up to kill monsters on one server, and then you'd have the players killing each other on a different server. Like, what good is that for social interaction? Having them all on the same server means you run into a group of guys you don't know. It's a sketchy moment. Are they going to kill you? Are they going to help you?
What's going to happen,
you don't
right?
know. You use that push-to-talk button. If you're a smooth talker, you might be able to get some free medical supplies out of them or a bite to eat, right? You might live for a bit longer because of these people, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've always got to think, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to get past the social interactions? And, you know, if you're not a good talker, maybe some good ways is to hide your gun and just run around with a knife in your hands or something, so it looks like you're a fresh spawn, and then you can just whip out the gun if somebody threatens you. I mean, what I like to do is keep a good eye out, get the drop on the player first, and if you've got the drop on them and they're in your sights, and then you press push to talk and you're like, boo. and then when they freak a little bit, you're just like, hey bro, it's alright, I'm not gonna kill you, calm down. Now you're friendly.
Now,
here, have you got some meds for me?
So, but you don't need a mic to play this game, right? Like, you don't have to always use it. You could, like, type it in, which makes it...
Oh, yeah, you could type in, and you don't need a mic. But realistically, in this modern day and age, what good is multiplayer gaming without a microphone?
That is
like,
true.
You know, unless you're like a professional typologist or some shit, who wants to tappity-tappity-tappity that much, right? Come on, it's a joke. You want to just press one button, or preferably no buttons, and say something to the people near you, you know?
I mean, you imagine?
I think it works pretty good.
Well, I mean, imagine this podcast, just all text, just be like...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then it gets put up on a blog somewhere, like, no thanks. I think those days are gone, man. Those days are done.
Well, and you know, mics are actually reasonably cheap. Like, this is a reasonably good podcasting mic I got for $20 off Amazon, right? So.
Oh, you'd be amazed. One of the boss men here, the Mac Attack, he has a $200-something. Actually, I think it's more than that. It's like $300-$400. It's like ridiculous priced headset that the ones they use on football pitches that the managers have. That's just like a one ear thing and a microphone. He's got one of them, and he actually sounds just as good and prefers his $5 microphone from Walmart. Like, and he sounds fine. I mean, you're listening to me now on a $150 microphone right here that is unbelievably sensitive. But that's by choice. I didn't sound like people thought I sounded all right when I had a cheap, shitty microphone. Now the difference is they can hear what I actually sound like, you know. But they could hear me perfectly clearly before. There was just some blending between the layers, like... the high-pitched and low-pitched sounds would blend together a bit, and your voice would sound a bit more bassy.
Yeah.
Now it sounds a bit more realistic.
Well, that's kind of necessary in this... I mean, you don't always need to spend, like, big bucks on microphones, but... Yeah, so those viewers out there, go buy yourself a $5 microphone from Walmart. Sponsor!
Walmart.com.
Of course.
Don't go to Walmart. You'll find somewhere better online, I promise you. Do a quick Google search, find out if people hate it or love it. You'll find something worth getting.
Okay, so I have a chance to play the game, like I've said about 20 times now. And I have ran into quite a few bugs along the way. Now let's talk about some of the bugs in the game, or some buggy experiences.
Be interested to hear what bugs you ran into first, actually, before chuck my list out there.
Well, one common one, and I think we can both do that one, is the fact that you are a midget in the game, and you play in a midget world where the doorways are about 4 foot off the ground, 4 feet off the ground.
Well, the weird thing is that you might seem short in the game, but the doorways are shorter. You have to crouch to get through the doors, which leads you to wonder why there are midget-sized doors everywhere.
Exactly.
And furthermore, why there are tiny gnomes hiding in many nooks and crannies. You know, because that could make any rational person believe the next big thing coming is a full-blown gnome invasion, you know? But enough about the midgets from Mars, man. What else is on your list? What other bugs did you run into?
Okay, well, one, I think I ran into you, ran into this one with you guys, the imaginary hole in the game, where you fall through.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's that hole in the game, man. The weirdest part is it doesn't look like there's a hole there.
It just looks completely
solid. You're just running down the pavement along the edge of the beach, and suddenly, you just fall through the map. But it's a kind bug, though, because, like, it restores
everything, right?
Yeah, normally you die, you lose everything. When you fall down that hole, you respawn, but you keep your stuff. So it's actually kind of useful. If you know where it is, and there's another player chasing you, trying to kill you, if you're quick enough, you can run to that hole
and try and
drop down on purpose, and you're just safe. You just appear somewhere else on the map, like, you know, a little bit of a... how would you put that? A bit of a hack, I guess. An exploit. There you go. A little bit of an exploit. But
now,
what are bugs for, if not for exploiting?
Now, would you think the game developers would ever change it or keep it like that, just so that it would just be fun to see what players do with it?
I reckon they'll fix it. I noticed that there's actually the shadow of a bridge that's supposed to be there. But there's not actually a bridge, because there used to be a bridge, and they took the bridge out the game temporarily.
Uh-huh.
So they forgot to remove the shadow, and they forgot to fill in the hole where the base of the bridge was. And although it looks like there's stuff there, it's not actually solid, what you're falling through. So I get the feeling when the map opens up some more, they'll put the bridge back in, and everything will be hunky-dory again.
That sounds...
all gravy.
Now, speaking about putting things back in, I heard there's a new patch. I never got to play it because my trial expired by then. Actually, the day of the patch, my trial expired. So
that's cool. I could sort you out a new key, man. But patch note-wise, there were a few interesting things. One of my buddies has been complaining a lot that you walk way too slowly now, and he keeps starving before he gets anywhere.
But I heard about it because they reduced the speed, like, halfway.
Honestly, I think that... you run just as fast as you did before. You now walk more realistically. To me, what it means is if you don't want to starve, because you have to keep moving in this game to stay alive, you need to find your medical supplies, you need to find your food and water so you don't starve and die that way.
Yeah.
You need to find your weapons, ammo, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, now you have to sprint a little bit. I think it's a good thing. It's now strategic. Like, you can't just walk everywhere at a really fast pace.
Yeah,
actually have to use the sprint button occasionally, and it's dangerous to use the sprint button for multiple reasons. People can hear it. Nether can hear you from further away, so you attract more nether, so you get attacked more, right? And probably the biggest killer is when you run, it uses your food meter a little bit faster, so you starve faster.
Yeah, well, actually, right. what I noticed is, I think it's a good thing, because when I was playing before, you could walk away from the nether. Like, you could walk away. Like, if you turned around and just walked, you don't need to run, you just walk. They would teleport behind you, but you just walk too fast for them. So I think now it gives the nether a better chance. Like, if you want to get away, you actually have to sprint. You actually have to take that sacrifice of your hunger for your health.
Well, yeah, exactly, but also, just on a keeping moving, picking stuff up basis, you're gonna want to sprint occasionally because you're going so slow. You're not going painfully slow, but it's slow enough that you want to see what's in that next building, or you want to get a bit further away from the danger zone you were just in. You're gonna use that sprint a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And it's dangerous to use it, so it brings in that tactical element. You know, instead of it just being, you know, walk everywhere at lightning speed. Like, I'm the Flash, let's get this done.
And I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it as realistic as possible. Like, if you're an actual apocalypse, you're not going to be able to run forever. And you're not going to be able to walk at a super fast pace. Like,
yeah, they fixed a few things on that line as well. They've added in, like, a different kind of weather system where you get, like, foggy days, cloudy days, stormy days, stuff like that. So it's not just like one same old landscape all the time now.
Yeah.
And the fog actually does a surprisingly large amount to light up the night time because it catches like the moonlight in the air.
Which is, that's smart.
It's a pretty good way of making it, because people complained that it was way too dark at night. I played on a server earlier, and I actually thought it was daytime and just foggy until, like, daytime came. And I was like, oh shit, the sun just came out. What the fuck? What is going on?
Just like, what is the world coming to an end again? What?
Yeah.
Is the sun imploding?
They did make up for us moving slower by, like, now food items, healing items, and ammo, like, auto-stacks. So yeah. Instead of just having, like, one bandage fill an inventory slot, you can have, like, four, I think it stacks to, possibly five. It's either four or five, but I think four. Like, it can stack a little bit, so you can fit more in there, which is pretty friggin' useful, actually. Even stacks of cigarettes stack, which is nice, because they're worth a bit if you sell them.
Well, I mean, I mean, I think that's good, because before you were very limited on what you could carry.
Like, oh, you could, very limited.
Like, one time I remember I was playing, I got to a shop, and I just took all the cigarettes. Like, my entire inventory was filled with cigarettes. And, like, I was like, we would make it so much smarter if it stacked, because I even said it myself, and I'm like, it's just kind of stupid. Like, I can only carry 8 packages of cigarettes, what?
Yeah, it's a complete joke. You know, one of my favorite bugs in the game is actually when you run across a large backpack and you're carrying a small one, and when you pick up a backpack that's bigger than your own, it auto-equips into your backpack slot. So it doesn't stay in your inventory, right? So if I were to pick up a large backpack, then the small backpack would then be inside the large one, right?
Yeah.
That's the way it works. When you're full and you've got no inventory space left, you get to a situation where you're carrying a small backpack, you go to pick up a large backpack, and it says, I shit you not, not enough backpack space. You can't pick it up. Because there's not enough room in your backpack, but what you're actually going to do is swap it over. So, like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
They got to fix that.
That's one thing they really got to fix, man. Okay. That is just a ridiculous bug. But, you know, small gripes aside, it is a sweet-ass game. They did add a couple of new things you would definitely be interested in, actually. Smoke grenades.
Grenades? Right. I've heard about those.
Smoke grenades. Apparently they're not that impressive, although I'm yet to see them.
they're not that impressive, okay. Building us up to tear
but
it down.
They do
like
cause
it.
Visual impediment for 30 seconds, so if there's a sniper up on that roof, now the sniper has to contend with both the fog and your smoke grenade. So while you move slower and you're more likely to be shot by the sniper, if you've got a couple of smoke grenades in your pack,
you're good.
Yeah, you get out of there safe enough. Just drop a grenade and sprint through the smoke so he doesn't know which way you went.
And knowing me, I'll probably be like throwing on the ground, ninja vanish.
Yeah, and they added in possibly the most useless item in the game ever that was incredibly highly requested. Incredibly highly requested, and I can't for the life of me figure out why. Now, consider that you're in a game that's very dark, post-apocalyptic, and what you're trying to do is hide from people and monsters, right?
Okay.
And what do they give you? They give you flares. Like, hey, look at me, boys, I'm over here! You know, what the... They give you flares, because that's gonna help me survive, isn't it?
Not a flashlight, flares.
Yes, and oh no, we have flashlights, but they're ridiculously stupid as well, because the second you turn them on, someone shoots you. They're like, oh, you got a light flashlight, I want that, I'm going to sell that. They just cap your ass. Flashlights and flares, pretty been useless if you ask
me. So you kind of want to be in the dark. I mean, when you think about it, if you're running away from things that want to hurt you and can only see, like, light stuff, well, does it make sense to...
It's like when you're in your room at night or something, like you're in your house, you've got the lights on, you can see around your house, right, but you can't see outside very well.
Yeah.
But the guy outside can see in your house just fine, right? You just can't see him. Yeah. So in this post-apocalyptic world where everything and everyone is trying to kill you, you really want to turn on a torch and be the guy in the light, or would you rather be the guy in the shadows, right? It's a pretty simple choice to make. Yeah, I'd rather be the hunter in the shadows, to be honest.
I'd rather be the idiot in the, holding the flare up and saying, "Hey guys, where are you? I can't find you guys."
Come to the flare!
Meanwhile, you have 8 snipers right on your head, like aim across your head.
I could think of some good uses for flares. I mean, we sent a suggestion into the developers for something similar as to what my plan for that would be, which is to send in, like, I reckon they should put 2-way walkie-talkies into the game. So you can collect walkie-talkies for your buddies and push to talk over greater distances to them. And have a separate push to talk for that. But what would also be cool is if you could chuck one on the floor and then push to talk over it and then say stuff like, "Hey, I'm just going to drop you a shotgun," and stuff like that. And then you could be hiding up on the roof above that with a sniper, and someone will hear you from around the corner and be like, "Oh, quick, let's get them while they're in their inventory." They'll run around the corner, find nothing there, cap, cap, cap. You know, nice little trap to play on people, trick.
Well, you know what, be able to throw the flares, like, to distract enemies and stuff?
I'm not sure if you can distract enemies with the flares, to be honest. From what I understand, they're purely a player signaling device. But what you could do when you want to meet up with someone is, like, say you're at a crossroads.
Yeah?
Put it on a different corner of the crossroads to the one you're hiding in the building of, so that you can, like, mark that spot, keep an eye on it with your gun. And then when your buddies come along, you can tell them which building is the right building.
Well, how long do flares last for?
Ooh, I've never been around one long enough to see it disappear.
So
it lasted a good little while.
So a genuinely long time.
Oh yeah, at least like 30, 40 seconds, man, it would seem. I haven't seen one go out. I'm assuming that they don't last forever, so that would be pretty stupid.
Chris, okay, I know this is not an opportune time to tell you this. Looking at your live stream, and I'm looking at your followers, and it says 99. So as
I noticed that.
As you
literally
predicted.
Literally about 20 seconds before we went live, man.
99.
Mhm. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. That means I can do my 100 follower giveaway.
Oh.
On this Friday, I believe. Friday coming up. We're going to do the 100 follower giveaway. I'm sure we'll grab another one by then.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Great. So, any more new things on the patch notes?
Only one other notable thing. Actually, 2 notable things.
Okay, shoot.
Firstly is that hackers will now be logged and automatically banned from all servers after enough offenses.
Yeah, that's good.
And that Valve anti-cheat has been implemented into the game and will go live on all of the servers next server patch.
Okay, so, now is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because I know Valve anti-cheat sometimes takes a longer time to load.
I haven't seen any hackers in the game. Other than that one guy I'm not too sure about that just seemed invincible, right?
Yeah.
He may have just had a full inventory of meds, though, and just been healing all the time while I was bashing his face in with a fucking axe. So hacker wise is certainly not like War Z or whatever they're calling it now,
but I mean I don't know about you, but I'm kind of afraid because I know Valve anti-cheat sometimes it makes servers lag a little bit and takes longer to load them up.
I honestly don't think they'll have an issue, and if they do have an issue, they just need to come to us. We host servers and we could easily host them a server powerful enough that it wouldn't be an issue. I think we've even emailed them and offered to do their public hosting for them, but they don't need any more servers at the moment. They use a different Hive system to what we have. I don't really see that being an issue. I mean, if it is, they'll probably just take it out until they can figure out a way to free up resources or upgrade their servers. It's not like they're not making enough money to do a little bit of an upgrade here and there. But I think Valve anti-cheat's a good thing. I think, you know, It's already not DayZ or whatever, WarZ, sorry. It's already not WarZ. They just want to solidify that line and be like, this is not going to become WarZ. You know, because that is something a lot of people were worried about. This is a very similar kind of game. It's a lot better. It's got better, you know, things in it. It's better implemented. It looks better.
It requires a good computer.
It does require a fairly good computer. But it's just generally a better game, right?
Yeah.
But people were still worried it would turn into that same old hack fest that it was in War Z.
Well, I guess that's a worry for a lot of games, actually, because it's actually not as hard as people think to hack.
Oh, yeah, the number of hackers I saw in Payday 2 before it went live in the beta was ridiculous. Like, everyone I ran into was a hacker. And they were everyone was sharing freely their hacking tips and tricks and saying it's all good because we're sharing this with the developers. That's why we're testing the game to help them fix hacks, right? Yeah. But now from time to time you still see one pop up and nobody really gives a fuck because it's all player versus environment. When it becomes player versus player, that becomes an issue. And that's where I see that Valve anti-cheat along with their own anti-hacking system, I can see how that could be pretty useful, you know, to make sure you're not messing with any of your game files, that everything's in place and it's correct.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nobody wants to run into an invincible hacker that kills them every 5 seconds when you die, you lose all your shit, all your levels, everything, and have to start with a new character. It's like permanent hardcore mode, man.
Which I like in a way. Like, I like that aspect. I mean, but overall...
I always love it. Games with hardcore mode for the win, like Diablo 3,
yeah.
Only played that in hardcore mode because it just wasn't fun if, like when I was coming up against a boss
Minecraft
and
in hardcore
I nearly
mode.
Died, it was epic because I nearly fucking died, man. I've been playing for like, you know, 20 hours. I didn't want to lose this character, you know? Personally, I think all games should go that way. You die, you're dead, you're done, new life. Right.
Like, do you play Minecraft hardcore mode?
Cause I actually haven't. I've tried Terraria hardcore mode the other day, though, and...
I would not be able to do that. I would die so fast.
That's the only game where, at least until I've found a bunch of good stuff, I've gone back to, like, not hardcore mode for that game. Because I do not know my way around that game.
It's not even that, it's just like it gets so difficult in Terraria that you're like, no, stop, stop, get away.
It got a bit easy for me now. I've got some ridiculously good armor and a ridiculously good ranged weapon that has unlimited ammo. And yeah, ridiculously
awesome.
Good tools. It only took a few days, so.
Overall, what would you rate Nether? So you're getting a little bit off top of there.
As a zombie survival game, I would rate Nether as probably a 9 out of 10, maybe a 9.5. It's pretty friggin' solid. Like, on the beta so far, I'd probably only give it an 8, but from what they say they're adding in, and from what I've seen them add in the time I've played, I would push that up to a 9.5, no problem.
Well... That's going to be interesting. Now, on another note, what other games are you excited for to come out? Because I know there's a lot of games in development right now. This is a big, big, big time for gamers with PC gaming and also with the next-gen consoles, which I know you don't have too much of. You're not kind of a next-gen console kind of guy. You like the PC, always upgradable, always the same. So what's your take? Like, I mean, I know a lot of people have their own...
Well,
Yeah.
I was looking forward to Elder Scrolls Online until I realized that it's not open world anymore. It's entirely linear.
Yep. I've heard about that.
Follow a specific path through the whole game. And frankly, that just goes against everything that those games were about. It's not going to be the same game. It's going to be, I don't know, maybe they'll fix it. A lot of people are bitching about it. Maybe they'll completely overhaul the game, but like, what are the chances of that? They've spent millions and millions on it.
It's kind of rare to overhaul a complete game.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to GTA 5 on PC next summer, that's for sure. No way would I fall for one of the shitty versions they brought out on console that are like half unfinished and look like crap. I'm pretty excited to see that come out on PC with all the mods and for it to actually be finished and looking good. To be honest, there doesn't seem to be much else. It's not the best of times for PC games. I know there's a lot of console games coming out with the new consoles, but again, like, any of them really look like, the next thing to you.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I kind of find that they all have the Twitch integration, and that's kind of killing Twitch, in a way. Like, it's like, they have all these really bad streams.
Oh, don't get me started. As a Twitcher myself, it just pisses me off. When the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One went live to Twitch, the day that happened, I connect to the London server, because I'm about 20 minutes, half hour drive from it. And that does me fine. That serves my whole little few islands here just fine, right?
Yeah.
London server for the win. And it's a powerful friggin' server farm as well. There's no way it should be used, right? So that was probably on about 80% use. Now, like, bandwidth-wise. Now, as soon as they went live with streaming from the next generation of consoles, nobody could stream without lag. There were so many people trying to use it that no matter what, every single person that connected had dropped frames because there wasn't enough bandwidth for them all. Well, and the console streams look like crap. Like, no offense, but they look like crap. The only good ones are the ones where someone's using a separate PC and a capture card, right? And they're using a separate computer to do the streaming. When the console does it, it's just not powerful enough to handle it in what we expect to see it in these days, like either 720 or 1080p, right? HD.
Yeah.
It can't stream in HD with any decent success. It just looks like crap, right? So now I have to connect to the Amsterdam server just so that I can stream reliably, because less people in Amsterdam give a fuck about console gaming.
All the way over in Amsterdam.
Yeah. Okay. All the way across the sea. You know, the town with the hookers and the cannabis. Amsterdam for the win. Obviously, they don't need console gaming because they just, you know, they just whack their gaming out on a whore.
It's GTA in real life over there.
Practically.
Oh, we just invented everything.
Maybe. Maybe. That's alright, I'm sure they aren't too bothered. They're pretty cool folk over there.
Oh, I'm interested to see what the future of gaming has to offer. Because I know even with the Oculus Rift, it's an amazing software. I actually got a chance to try out the Oculus Rift.
The future
of gaming.
Go on. Let's hear your experience with the Oculus Rift.
Okay. I got a chance to try it out. It's interesting. It's basically like, pretend you're like in a 3D movie theater, right? But the glasses, like, it makes the screen move, so it's kind of disorienting at first. But once you get into it, you kind of, like, I was in it for about an hour and a bit, and it started to feel like everything was real. So it gets kind of creepy in a way. You're like, am I in a game or am I in real life? And it gets to the point where something's coming at you that you're trying to put your hand up to the block it, but you can't because you have a controller in your hand. And you're trying to use a controller, but then you're like, you forget that you're in a game. And you're like, what the hell was that? And then you turn around behind you, right? So it's an interesting...
I've seen somebody using it with Slender Man, and it looks pretty fucking creepy, I can tell you that. But honestly, I think the future of gaming, people have tried and will try forever until they finally get it, virtual reality, right? They'll keep trying, they'll get there one day, but I don't think we're there yet. I think the future of gaming is in the new NVIDIA server racks. It has to be, because normally a server rack will have a shitload of processors in it, right?
Yeah.
And then it'll be a processor rack, basically. And it's got ridiculous amounts of processing power for handling all sorts of arcane tasks. This one is a GPU server with the most powerful graphics processing units in existence, like 10 of them or something stupid in each server. And then the servers are tiny. They're like PlayStation 2 sized, and they stack up in these big racks, right? The idea is they sell you a rack of like 20 servers. The way it works is that those games you play on PC, PlayStation, even PlayStation 4 games will begin to be ported for this system, so that the new gen consoles that all of you have just gone out and spent ridiculous amounts of money on because you're fools. That's you know, you think they're going to last you 8 years, right? Because that's what the marketing hype has said. These are 8 year long consoles till we release another one.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
Well, that's bullshit right now, because the very same games you play on that will be played on the Nvidia servers. Those servers will handle everything. You will be able to play those very same games on your mobile phone, your tablet PC, your laptop, your mum's phone. You'll be able to play them on anything that can be used as an input device and connect to the internet. As long as you've got a good internet connection, you will be able to play anything, anywhere. And I see this being the future. I mean, it's a bad news for pirates, such as myself on the occasion, but...
I think we all have our pirating moments. So.
Well, we do. It's bad news for pirates, but I see the vision, the future of not just gaming, but software technology in general.
Oh, definitely.
All being stored on the cloud like this. So when you buy into an application like the Adobe Suite, for example, yeah, for Photoshop and stuff like that,
yeah,
you won't even download Photoshop. You'll connect remotely to a server somewhere else that's got Photoshop on it.
That's a
use
really,
it.
And you know what's funny about that? If you think back, like back in 2005, they thought that we would not get more technology than on our tiny little mobile phones. Like they thought that was a limit. They're like, okay, these mobile phones, I mean, 5 years ago, we didn't have these. We had big phones, and they were connected to shit. And I don't think they're going to go any farther. And then guess what happened? They got even better, and they got bigger, and they got touchscreen, and they got all this stuff, and they got so much technology packed into it.
And now touchscreen's the past. Google's going ahead with the Google Glass, which is
exactly.
Anywhere on your face, motherfuckers. I mean, on your face, because I want that radiation in my brain. You know? it's a cross between a joke, because, you know, you can imagine people wearing tinfoil hats underneath this thing to try to protect their brains. And at the same time, it seems friggin' awesome to be able to, like, see the digital world and the real world at the same time on the same, like, glass screen, like,
and
damn,
actually, you know what this reminded me of? I actually watched a Doctor Who episode the other day that had the Cybermen, and it all started from Bluetooth headsets that were inside your ears that turned you into Cybermen. That, like that's kind of like, what do you think about it? It's like, will that ever happen? Will someone go so far as to making you their slaves by Bluetooth?
Well, I don't know, maybe one day, maybe in the future, with all of this new control stuff with your mind technology, maybe that'll advance soon enough. They're already trying to put chips in people's heads so they can pick up their brainwaves better. Maybe they'll find a way to send signals back and interrupt the brainwaves at some point and literally brainwash people. I don't know.
Who knows?
But I do know that this Google Glass is going to be useful for me as a business owner, because when I go to a live event with hundreds of people at it, I don't know which one of the... I don't know if these people came before. I mean, like, let's say I'm stood at the door most of the night, yeah?
With
a guy taking tickets, greeting people, greeting special guests and artists and taking them to the stage. Wouldn't it be useful if I'd hired a new artist that I wouldn't recognize? And when they walked up to me, because they'd accepted my friend request on Facebook, my phone, which was built into my glasses, just brought up a display telling me who this person was when I looked at them. Right now, that is one of the features in it. So with all of my friends and all of my customers having added, you know, my business account on Facebook, that means that I will be able to walk around the place and just look at people and know how old they are, what their name is, how many times they've been to my event before.
When their birthday was.
Exactly.
How many girls they've been with?
I'll be able to know what they're typing on Facebook right now about the event they're at just by looking at them.
And then you can go and find them when they say something stupid, and then you have to take them back.
Yeah, when they say something mean, I can get the bouncers to deal with it. No,
take it out back.
That'll be pretty damn useful for greeting people. Like, if every time someone walked up to the door to buy a ticket or to come in, or, you know, every time I greeted someone, if I could just, like, see their name, call them by their name, say, hey, welcome, like, would that not make them feel more appreciated? I think it would.
Well, considering that they're apparently going to range from $2,500 to $4,000, which I guess in pounds a little bit more.
I believe they're actually going to come out for the same price as the developer version. You could get the developer version at the cheapest at £800, which was about $1,400, something like that. That's the cheapest that reached. Now, if you bought that, that included the developer kit and the real product when it comes out.
Yeah.
So one would assume that the real product will be the same cost or less. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume that the maximum price in England will be £800, and I would assume they would try to keep it to the $1,000 or below mark in America. They would try, but they'd probably get closer to $1,200 or something.
Yeah.
But with all the tech in this thing, it really does look like a bad boy piece of kit.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at images as we speak right now, and it looks interesting. And the fact that you can actually use it on, like, as glasses, like, if you have, like,
The coolest feature, the live Hangouts feature, right?
Oh.
So, surely you could not, I mean, I know they're not indestructible, so you'd have to be careful, right?
Yeah.
But surely you could live stream yourself snowboarding.
You could. They'd be a little bit...
They did it with skydiving and abseiling and skateboarding up massive ramps on the top of a roof of a large building.
Only problem
so
is
how hard would it be to...
I mean, only problem is if you bail, I mean, the Google Glass is done.
Yeah, but in all the time that I've skied for, at no point has my face ever hit the dirt. Right?
That's just...
You have hands, yeah. You don't let your face hit the ground. If you've got that back strap on, you're not going to break it. Unless you're one of those dumb cunts that bashes their face into a rock once every 5 minutes. You know, or
a tree. That is my friend. That is my friend. He hit his face right... He hit his goggles right into a rock after bailing.
Oh, funny story about my buddy. We were running down the road literally a couple of months back. I'm running down the pavement and he's running down the dirt track to the side of it. And we're looking at each other while we're talking, glance back ahead, looking back at each other while we're talking, and he's like, you know, you want a race? So we're running really fucking fast while we're doing this, like, flat out. Bam! He just disappears, man. He's gone. I look back, he's lying on the floor because he's just knocked himself out on a lamppost.
Why?
Come on. And then he had the audacity to blame me, like, you should have seen that! It was in my way, you should have seen that! Like, oh, are you kidding me, bro?
Chris, I just sent you a link. Look at it and tell me, does that mustache fit that guy?
Does that mustache fit the guy?
Just look at it. It just does not work. It doesn't. Like, really,
what
dude, shave it off. Just shave it off.
What cartoon character is he trying to be?
He's wearing glass. Just, like, I don't know. Yeah. That's so bad.
That is not a way to make glass look cool, bro. Take it off of that guy.
Oh,
they let him have a red one as well. My God.
Oh, God. It's actually pink, I think, or, like, turquoise. I'm going, like,
if you knew that guy in college, wouldn't you want to go up to him while he was sleeping with an electric razor and be like, take his stash right off real quick. Give him a little Hitler tash in the middle instead.
<It's so
laughs> that guy
badly.
Would look menacing with a Hitler tash, man. It would look so much better.
It's just so bad. Like, this mustache.
We need to find this guy.
Photoshop it.
Find this guy.
Find the guy. Okay, let's go on a search. Let's find
we'll get the nice people on 4chan to locate him for us, because that mustache is a crime against humanity. I'm sure there'd be someone on there willing to help.
Oh,
but they tracked down, like, a rapist from a picture of, like, the back of them and where they were. Like, they did a better job than the police. They found out exactly where the picture was taken
faster
than the police.
Probably.
They found out exactly who the person was, and then they hacked into his Facebook, Twitter, everything. Pulled all of his social information and then splashed it all over the web. If they can do that, they can help us shave this guy's mustache.
Oh, God. This is so bad.
It's a big undertaking, but someone's got to do it.
That guy just got to shave it real bad.
That's crazy. Where'd you pull that from? Just looking for...
I looked up Google Glass, and I scrolled down. And of course, this picture shows up.
I wish I could express to the viewers out there just how hilarious this is. One of the viewers right now says, share the link, share the stash.
Okay, I'm gonna share the link. I'll share the link.
Post those goodies up.
I will post it up. Oh, it's so good. I'm probably gonna put it on YouTube as highlights of the podcast.
We need to publicly shame this guy's tash until he gets rid of it. Photoshop him with as many better-looking tashes as you possibly can, and we'll make a YouTube compendium, a whole library just for him, right?
Dedicated to his horrible stash.
One day he'll find it, and he'll have a host of stashes to choose from.
We have another viewer, Nano Saber. That's great.
Neon Saber, nice to see you, buddy.
Jeez. Yeah. This mustache is so bad. Oh, God. This is a crime against humanity.
I tell you right now, if any viewer can find me a more horrible-looking mustache, I will instantly give you a free beta key to Nether. All right, that is your challenge right now. Challenge accepted.
This is so bad. Like, this is probably about the worst freaking mustache I've ever seen.
I get the feeling they'll find a better one now.
But is it, like, even if you look, like, right in the middle, you can even look. If you look closely at the stack, he has little, like, black defined marks.
The only kind of person that mustache fits on, right, is a short, fat, animated weasel from a cartoon. There's no way that belongs on a human being. Like, he's got these whiskers going on at the side. Like, what is up with that?
I wonder what he's thinking when he woke up. When he woke up in the morning, he's like, okay, I got a photo shoot to do. What should I do with my mustache? Maybe if I curve it up to the side.
Oh, wait. Theambro says, I got one. Permit me.
Okay, let's see
this. Yeah, just post a link in chat. Ignore the Nightbot. It doesn't have any power. It just,
It's just a freaky thing.
It's cause beef. Alright, let's check this link out. Let's see if this stash is worse or better. Oh my god, that's a long link. What the fuck? I don't even know what to say about that guy's stash.
What?
The whole haircut together, the haircut, the tash, and the beard. Like, what is going on with that guy?
Okay, send me the link on the...
It's on Twitch, man.
It won't pop up because it disconnected me for a second. Put it on the thing.
Alright, I'll put it in TeamSpeak for you. TeamSpeak for the win.
God, guys, right. if you guys don't have TeamSpeak, then you just need to get it, like... All podcast viewers out there. Oh my god. East side. Seriously. Is that drawn on? Is that drawn on?
That's what I was thinking, man. Is this guy using like one of those Sharpie pens to draw his stash on or what? I don't is it even possible to have tash hair that thick that you could make that? Or do you think he's got a tattoo of a mustache?
I don't know. Well, you know what's funny? It says on the bottom, for podcasts and other segments, visit the You Save It archive. Interesting. I still think the Asian guy takes the cake for the mustache, no offense to the guy that posted it.
I do think the Asian guy takes the cake for sure, man. That Asian one was just ridiculous, but...
It's just, at the moment, it was so...
Second.
It was
and
so
just
bad.
For good measure, you, sir, win yourself a beta key.
Giving away beta keys and getting paid. With mustaches. This is so...
Alright, I sent you a PM with your beta key in it, Theambros. Congratulations. Oh, I can't send it without a header, a subject. Just a... Gotta redo it, damn Twitch. Didn't need a subject, he knew what it was about. Live, right there. Oh. I'll just make the subject winner. You are victorious.
Oh, Jesus.
There you go, bro. Congratulations on your nether key.
It's just so... I mean, good job on finding that east side mustache.
That's a valiant effort right there, a valiant effort. But you get the feeling that this guy's probably already been shot by a west sider.
Yeah, you can just tell. I mean, that's clearly a mugshot. That's clearly a mugshot.
Once you've got east side tattooed across where your mustache should be, doesn't that pretty much limit you to only stepping foot in half of America?
Essentially. Yep.
Yeah. Just stuck.
At least
stuck
with the Asian
on one
guy,
side of the
at least,
country.
At least with the Asian guy, he can say it, he can shave it a different way.
I might move to America just to start a new movement. They've already got the east side and the west side, but how about the mid side? And we'll just slowly expand and take all the ground up from the middle, yeah?
The
Until there is no west or east. Everything will just be the mid side. You know, we could start a new movement like that for sure. Get some Hell's Angels to support us. Yeah, I can see this coming on. Definitely.
The mid side. Join.
The mid side.
Forget about
east side, west side, mid side. I'm digging it with my mid side homies.
You know what the worst part is? Like, if this Asian guy was fat, it would be even worse. Like, this mustache would just be times worse.
At least if we started a mid-side, there'd be no more hate between East and West anymore, because they'd have to risk getting shot on their way through mid-side to get there.
But then wouldn't they both attack mid-side?
Oh yeah, but you'd have the hardest motherfuckers looking out at mid-side to lock it down. You just have a narrow strip down the middle of the country that's just like a fuck off, don't you cross this line border. We should probably get back on track at some point.
I think my brain's
farted enough today.
Oh, well, actually, I think we've gone to about an hour there. Guys, thanks for watching. Chris, it's been great having you on for this episode, and you're going to be on for for episodes to come as a co-caster.
Oh, yeah. Everybody look forward to the next episode. We're going to be doing a rundown on the next generation consoles, why you might think about buying one, and why you definitely shouldn't buy one. I know that my buddy here has some slightly differing opinions on me to that.
Yeah.
But let's just say, stay on our good side, and either buy a PS4 or don't get either of them.
Yeah.
If you can't be bothered to make it to next week's, just don't get an Xbox One. If you are there, you'll understand why.
Okay. Well, guys, it's been a great podcast. Thank you, Chris, so much. Guys, if you want to check it out, I'll put his link in the description. And yeah, it's been fun looking at mustaches, talking about Nether. You know what? I think that this is an ongoing thing, and I'd love to continue it. If you want to be an executive producer of this podcast, you can donate to my PayPal account, and you can win cool prizes such as game keys, games, and shit. Okay.
Peace out.
Until next time, peace. Me and Chris are out.